The roughly 800 residents of Togiak are protected by the four state troopers a half-hour flight away in Dillingham and three law enforcement officers in the village, the one city police officer, one tribal police officer, and one village public safety officer. Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety Bill Comer says it's time to put a state law enforcement officer on the ground full-time.
Togiak needed help. This community's been ravaged by drugs and alcohol, like a lot of rural Alaska. And unfortunately, we have to prioritize where we put our troopers. So unfortunately, we moved to one trooper position out of Iliamna, where we didn't have the call volume, to a place where we anticipate quite a larger problem.
On Tuesday, Comer led a delegation to Togiak that included State Trooper Deputy Director Major Andy Greenstreet, C Detachment Commander Captain Barry Wilson and Deputy Commander Rick Roberts, and Bristol Bay Supervisor Sergeant Luis Nieves. Comer said he was impressed with the quarters the troopers would be living in and the office space to work out of, as well as the outreach from the community.
A community that's willing to put their troopers inside the school districts and go to great lengths to make them comfortable and give them a very functional office. You know, the unsaid message there is that they really want to partner with us, and it's all good.
Two state troopers will be assigned to Togiak, working in rotating two-week shifts. Housing is available downtown by the old school, and the trooper office will be located for now inside the new school. Major Andy Greenstreet is deputy commander of AST.
I'd like to talk about just how welcome we feel in this community and the support that we're seeing from the school and the office space that we're given in the school, just how excited the principal is about us being in the school. We're excited about having permanent full-time law enforcement here in this community. We've been well received here, and I think it's going to be a great partnership going forward.
The two troopers will work under C Detachment, which covers Western Alaska. Their Lieutenant Rick Roberts is pleased with the troopers who sought this duty assignment.
Trooper Sedlowski's actually been stationed in the Bristol Bay region before. Trooper Sherbon has been stationed in Northway a couple of times. He's familiar with rural Alaska. They're both familiar with rural Alaska issues. I've talked to them both personally before they what we call bid on or applied for the positions to come out to Togiak. We've laid out expectations about community involvement and their interactions, and they both seem excited to make that happen.
Eventually, the trooper office may be relocated to the old National Guard Armory building, but when it first opens, it will be inside the new school, just down the hall from Principal Sam Gussick.
It'll bring more security to the village and probably feeling more of safety in the village, and the kids do like to see the troopers here, and they're excited to ask them questions about themselves whenever one comes in.
The kids in the hallways were giving high fives to the visiting trooper brass Tuesday. Gussick's school has not been immune to the meth and heroin trafficking in the village, one of many challenges he and his teachers wrestle with. Another has been just getting students to school as required. Truancy, like drug and alcohol violations, are state laws troopers can help enforce.
That's very important to me because the students themselves, they need to stay out of drugs and alcohol while they're gaining their education. And with the troopers being here, that will help out, you know, hopefully to keep the students more in the school and getting ready for education in the nighttime by going to sleep earlier.
The plan right now is to have the first of the two assigned troopers on duty in Togiak beginning in early June. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.